I got summoned for jury duty.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for this week. I had it in my briefcase.
What?
When I got it in the mail, I went online and I did whatever I had to do. Fill it out. And then they get this card, so you're supposed to call, you know, like 5 p.m. the evening before to see if your group number's called.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw it in my briefcase when I got to work, and I'm like, when was that? You know, when am I supposed to go? Week of August 3rd. I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, no.
So I called, and my group number's not been, you know, called yet.
Okay.
So, but if I'm not here the rest of the week, you know, I got jury duty.
Jury duty.
Have you been called to jury duty? Have you ever got the summon?
I have.
Did you go to the courthouse and...
Never gotten called.
Oh, your group number was never even required to show up?
Mm-mm.
I did
My
that one time.
My wife's been on a jury, though. She was actually on a jury. It was really cool. It was a murder trial.
Well, you're not supposed to know that.
Well, after the fact, it's fine.
Yeah, you think you can talk about it afterwards.
She can tell me
right?
after the fact. Yeah.
She wrote a book. It's the bestseller on Amazon.
It's called OJ Did It. We are so rich. She's a really great author. Her name's Patricia Cornwell. No, I don't. So she was on a jury trial, and the guy, it was a murder trial. He stabbed a woman in the neck with a screwdriver. And he represented.
What'd she do?
Well, Frank, you know how they get to yapping, and it's like, enough.
You know, it had to be something like that where he went and stabbed her in the voice box.
No, he didn't even know. He didn't even know her. He was a homeless gentleman. I shouldn't say gentleman.
But how do you not guilty on that and have to go to trial?
Well, he represented himself. And my wife said he would say things like, now, when I stab, it, you're, when the you're saying the perpetrator stabbed, you know, he would keep
when
slipping
I stabbed
up.
You?
When he would say, when you say the victim was stabbed by the perpetrator, you know, he kept messing up. He was in jail for life.
Trying to be all lawyerese with his words.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
My God.
Yeah, I think it was a 3-day. It ended up being like a 3-day trial.
3 days?
Oh, my God. Got to hear both sides. Yeah. Got to hear both sides.
I just stand there and go, let's get out of here. Come on. Uh-huh. What are we wasting our time for, Judge?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know. Total waste of time. He's in jail for life.
Good.
But now I've never been called. I think it'd be kind of cool, though.
So you would prefer to do it if you got called. You're anxiously going and calling the number to see if your group number gets called in. And it is your civic duty, like when you do get called, to go down there and, you know, the jury of your peers.
Mm-hmm.
You get paid a small stipend. Isn't that like a replacement?
$8 a day or something?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But so you prefer... to serve as not serve, like you're going in there and seeing if you can't pass the interview process with both attorneys to see if they will select you or reject.
Yeah, never made it that far.
That's how far I made it. I made it that far.
Then you got rejected.
They interviewed me, and then just by talking to me, they're like, "Yeah, we're not going to go with this guy."
No way, Renee.
I can understand that.
Yeah, totally get it.
I feel the same way every day.
We can skip potential juror number 14. You're free to go. Go back to work.
So you're the closest to anyone on the show being on a jury. You got actually up in the box, and they questioned you.
Yeah, I was kind of excited. I was like, "Ooh, I've never made it this far."
Yeah.
And then I sat there with all the juries in the jury box, and then series of questions. And they're like, okay, you're free to go. I was like, sweet.
Huh.
What were the questions like?
I can't even remember.
Can you remember
it was
anything?
Well, I mean, they weren't. I've been there. I've been in the audience of jurors that then you get called up, like your badge number, and then you join the box. Then they ask you questions specifically. It's like, so, Renee, I don't know. What did you say to get out of it?
He was like, what do you think about police officers? That was a question I remember. What do you think about, you know, what's your opinion on police officers? And so I was just like, well, you know, sometimes there's good cops and there's bad cops.
But that's a real answer.
That's a good way to get out of it. That's a good way to get out of it. Yeah. Good cops and bad cops.
Yeah, good bots. Sometimes cops do bad things, you know.
Yes. Somewhat surprisingly, it says that 34% say that they'd rather serve on a jury. I want to get on. Like, it's almost like I want to win. 44% would not. I'm looking to say something to get out of it. 21% not sure.
Well, you definitely don't want them.
Not.
Then you don't want those people.
Yeah, they're probably not the ones who are like who are registered to vote, who are even they're not sure people.
Yeah,
you're not really going to be one who is into voting. Yeah. Right. If you're just not sure about everything,
you just go through life and let everybody else make the decisions for you.
What part of the country do you think would be most down to sit on a jury? Like the Northeast, South, Midwest, the mountains, the West Coast.
I'd say here, West Coast, right?
West Coast,
yeah. Los Angeles.
I'm gonna say East Coast. I'm gonna say
Northwest.
Nope, it's the Midwesterners.
Midwesterners. Oh, I would. I can sit there for you and look at everything. Yeah, you betcha. You know, just a nice lady from Minnesota. She's gonna hear both sides, and she's not gonna make. You know, I'm gonna have no opinion. I want to hear both sides. Mm-hmm. Just such a polite society.
Mm-hmm. But I think I've been very just. I think Midwesterns are all about fair and just.
I agree with you there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to, you know, the East Coast and West Coast.
Very set in their ways.
But in the Midwest, very set in their ways.
No, I'm saying the East Coast and the West Coast. I think in the middle, you kind of get a little bit of East and West.
No, middle, you're set in your ways. Like, you go East or West, that's where you got the, you know, the... We're basically
the sign of the times.
Yeah, the mix of folk much.
Okay.
Mm.
The mix of folk, how they say in the Midwest.
Yeah.
You're going out west to be in the mix of folk? Who's more likely to be or want to be on a jury, be cool with it, men or women?
Women.
Women.
You think so?
Mm.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Got nothing else to do. Right. All caught up in Matlock.
They're all watching those murder shows.
Have you watched that new season with Kathy Bates?
That's probably right. The murder shows. They're all like into the murder podcast.
Reality murder TV shows.
Dateline.
Reality TV. Did it. Let me hear all the facts.
This is their opportunity to take part in the criminal law system without having to pass.
Maybe
the
I get to meet Olivia Benson, a.k.a. Mariska Hargitay. I mean, there's a shot.
Mm-hmm. Not a chance. That's a television show.
Frank, why do
men.
You do that?
37% are more likely to be cool with it than women, 32%.
Okay.
Is that because it's a good excuse to get out of work and not go home?
Yeah.
And make $8 a day, Jordan.
You're
sequestered. I mean, where else?
Like, you know,
it's going to be a long trial, 2 months long.
Uh-huh.
You're the one juror that's like, I don't know. I think we should go another day.
Pauly Shore and jury duty.
Yeah.
Let's put you up at the Waldorf Astoria.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you never want it to end because this is awesome.
All right, what age group, what generation? More likely Boomers. To be into it, huh?
Boomers.
Boomers, yes, 44%. Because they got probably nothing else to do. Is that who you want, though? You're on trial and you got all the boomers up there in the jury box?
So it's tough, but the jury appears.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he was cut with a sack of marijuana. Oh, my God!
Oh, that's as bad as fentanyl. Yeah, see, that's the problem with that. Mm.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not...
It's not that big a deal.
I remember that movie.
Till your aunt and your grandma's asking for those gummies or those lollipops that you gave them one time, and then all of a sudden, that's not weed. That's medicinal.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, that's still weed.
Uh-huh.
Grandma.
That's all how you present something.
Right.
For what it's worth, 15% of people say they've been called to jury duty many times.
Oh,
I wouldn't say many. I'm part of it, but it's like once or twice. 47% said once or twice. 34% claim they've never been called.
Those are people didn't vote. And they didn't.
So 34% of people aren't registered to vote. You're registered to vote.
Yeah.
You've never been called to jury duty?
No, never been.
You never got that letter in the mail?
No. Yeah. Never.
Even they know. Don't ask him.
No.
I mean, I guess I guess a permanent record does exist. You've never been called and you're registered.
Great. Now that I say it,
that's a good.
You're
going to
get one in the mail.
Only 19% of people have been placed on a jury, and 78% say they have not. So, of all of us, only 1 in 5 have actually been placed on a jury. And heard something.
But you said when you went, Frank, that it's scary the people they choose. You're like, what? So that's what's scary when
anybody
you think, don't
who
do
has
anything
brain,
wrong.
Brain, they don't choose, except for Renee.
Right, they nailed that one. But that's what's scary. Choice. These people, these idiots, are deciding your fate. How about just don't do anything wrong?
Because they're looking at. I think the lawyers are like, who can I manipulate? I just need one. So I got that one.
Most suggestible.
Oh,
I can convince that. You know. Piece of cheese.
Yeah.
Anything.
Uh huh.
So really, if you've gotten chosen for jury duty, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Mm. I guess that one in five of us is an idiot. Now, if you want to get out of it, there's certain things I guess you can say.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
We all know the big one. Okay.
you want to go up and say that one? Let's do round table. Let's do round table.
No,
you start. Take
center
square.
No, Frank, I'm not taking center square.
Come on. Go ahead. You know that you had it. Slam dunk. All right, clean it up.
No.
Oh, come on. You can clean it up. You can say, well, you could go the route of racist.
Oh, yeah, racist. Anything racist.
Yeah.
Yes, fill in the blank, anything
racist. Or something
racist.
Like that.
Any know? Of the racial slurs, yeah. I think, would get you thrown.
I mean, I forget. Is the person who you're going to be, you know, trying in the room... Okay, they're there. I can't remember. It's been so long since I was at the jury duty.
When I sat in the jury box, the guy was there. He was in a wheelchair. He was handcuffed to the wheelchair. It was a DUI fatality accident. And then he ran from the scene. And so that's what he was on trial for.
He was handcuffed to the wheelchair?
And then
they wouldn't even let him drive his wheelchair.
The attorney was like looking at, you know, asking us all questions. And he was just looking at us like all sad. Like,
oh, no.
He's like, all sad.
Yeah, like each one of us, he was like looking at us, answering our questions.
And then you go, okay, this case is about, you know, this guy is a victim, or this guy ran over somebody.
Yeah, he ran over, he hit a car and killed two people. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then got out, like, yeah, road rage. Stabbed people.
Did he?
All kinds of people, yeah.
He got out of his car and then stabbed people?
Yeah, stabbed somebody, tried to carjack another car and then stab somebody. And then he was sitting there. And the reason why he was in the wheelchair is because he was injured from his accident. And yeah.
All right.
They play that up, though.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I've been like, he obviously did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to get out of it, just pretend like you don't speak English. Be like, no, I don't know. No.
Oh. Well, but then they might put you on a trial where they need you to speak Spanish.
Exactly.
And you'd be like, oh, then I don't know.
Now I'm in a full-on Spanish language trial going, I have no idea what's going on.
No sé.
I don't even have to say not guilty.
No sé.
No guilty?
No se puede.
No, is that his say? No se puede?
Well, si se puede is yes, we can. So, yeah, no, we can't. I don't know. I don't know.
No cervezas, blah, blah, blah. No drinking in the jury. What did I say?
Then that would get you kicked off the jury, and then you could go home. See, we're finding ways to not do our
Johnny, you got any idea? 818-955-2955. What would you say to get out of jury duty?
Is the defendant probably white?
Oh, so you're going racist again. So you're
I think that's the only thing you can do.
Oh,
right?
No. There's what other things you can say.
Well, I think what you said, too,
you
Frank
can say,
Gordon,
I can't go anywhere without my my therapy cobra.
Oh,
they're like, okay, you're free to go, juror number three.
But you got to bring your therapy cobra with you. Otherwise, obviously, you're here today without your therapy cobra.
He's in my pants.
Yeah.
All right, you're free to go, juror number three.
Oh, therapy cobra. That's good.
All right, so you got an out. 818-955-2955.
Well, my secret power is I'm telepathic, and I can tell that he is guilty because I can read his mind.
Oh, that's a good one. Done. Yes, you're can read minds, and I can already see he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Although they hire you as a consultant because they think, well, we may not be able to use you in court, but we can use you outside of court to get information for
this is great. My side hustle's paying off.
All right, we got somebody. Hello, Paul.
What's up, Frank and Heidi? How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, Paul?
Warning.
What's a surefire way to get out of jury duty?
Oh, man, I'm a convicted felon on parole.
Oh.
No, you just say that, or you are a convicted felon on parole?
Well, I'm a convicted felon, but I'm not on parole. I haven't been on parole for a long time. But I even tell, you know, when you walk out of a store and they want you to sign, they want you to sign, hey, could you sign this? No, I'm on parole. And they walk away from you. Oh, okay. So if you're on parole, currently on parole, you can't vote or you can't be on a jury. And if you're a convicted felon, you can still vote.
After a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. All right, so what was your felony?
Yeah. Well, I used to be a kind of a bad boy. I'm in recovery. I got over 7.5 years clean and sober. But
Grand Theft Auto robberies.
Grand Theft Auto robbery, drug-related stuff.
Right.
I'm a totally changed person now. I work in the field now, and I help people. Life's different today.
Well, good. I'm happy for you, Paul. I'm glad you've turned your life around, and here's to you.
Yes, here's to you, Paul.
Hey, I know, you know what I've been doing is they have mock juries, like studies that you can do. They pay you like $400-$500 to sit on a civil case that's pending and give your opinion. And I do some of that too sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, Paul. So yeah, you can get so that they're going to do some huge civil case. I think I've seen that in the movies where they do like a mock trial. And so they pay you $500 to sit there. Mm-hmm.
It's like an acting class.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is this lawyer convincing enough, or should we have somebody else present this? Yeah, it's like, do you like the attorney? No.
Yeah, right.
If they don't like you, then I guess they're probably just going to be against you. So they got to find somebody that they like.
Cool.
All right. Got some more people trying to get out of jury duty. Abel, what would you say?
Hey, morning, Heidi and Frank. I would say everybody's guilty in my eyes.
Yeah, but I think that they're going to go, okay, no, but seriously. I mean, yeah, we know you won't get out of jury duty. Because that might keep you around. You say, everybody's guilty. It's like, we know you're trying to get out of it. You got to be a little bit more, you know, subtle.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I don't know. I think that if you say that, they're like, okay, we know what you're trying to do. You're just trying to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're smart enough to get out of here. So maybe we want you here.
That's true. That could backfire.
Yeah, they see the intellect. And they want you.
What about, is there a bathroom near the courthouse? Because I have chronic diarrhea all the time.
Explosive.
Explosive.
Yeah, you got to say chronic.
I just had some bad lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go, juror number two. Already did, thanks.
Done.
Beat you to it.
Is there a bathroom? Never mind.
Hey, where's the ladies? Oh, never.
All right, Xavier.
Hey, what's happening, you guys?
It was a surefire way to get out of jury duty, because I might have to.
So I thought for sure I was going to be kicked off, because when I got in there, the arresting officer was a friend of mine. His name, can I say names on here?
No.
They're retired now.
Oh.
Okay, either way. He was a San Bernardino County Sheriff, and it was Chino Hills. And he got he arrested a woman for selling weed, but she was claiming it wasn't her weed. But I said, they go, is there any reason why you shouldn't be on this jury? And I said, well, I'm good friends with the arresting officer.
Oh.
And the prosecuting said, well, we don't have a problem with that. And they said, defendant, counselor, do you have any problem with that? And they said, no, I don't have a problem with that. I couldn't believe it that they put me on there. We still found that lady guilty.
They should have a problem with that. They should definitely have a problem.
That's what I thought. I thought for sure I was going to be kicked off.
And you were honest about it.
No. Wow. Yeah.
And there's only like so many times that I think, thank you, Xavier. There's only so many times a lawyer can say, I reject that one.
Mm-hmm. Like, you get like so many.
Three strikes of all the jurors until you get the 12. And so it's like, you've used your three, and then you're stuck with whoever's left. So it's like, it's very like, you know.
Got to be choosy.
You're trying to build the perfect reality show cast. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know what these last three people are going to, like, who's going to replace the ones you reject. Could be bigger morons. Or super duper racist.
Yeah.
And you're
kind of stuck with them, right?
Yeah, you're stuck.
Both attorneys have to agree on the person? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah.
It was like, I don't have a problem with that guy. I don't need
to. I'll take him. Reject. Okay. And then that person's gone. One's rejection, but you only get so many rejections. You can't just keep rejecting people. Nothing would ever get done.
Right. I feel like in that situation, that was like a public defendant that person was assigned to. And, you know, they're looking for some kind of a prosecution
to
be done.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Uh huh.
Put somebody in jail.
They're looking to put that person away. Maybe there's more to the story than.
He's an honest guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
you want honest people on the jury, whether or not he knows the arresting officer or not. Yeah. Is one thing,
right?
But still an honest guy.
Laura, do you have a automatic out of jury duty?
Yes. So I've actually used this in the past. If you're taking care of a child Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 to 5 as a non-professional, like if you're not working, taking care of the child, they're like, you're their caregiver.
Oh, I'm a caregiver.
So you just select, yeah. So you just select yes. And then they don't ask for any documentation, and then they don't ask you to come in.
No one's going to look at me and think I'm a child caregiver.
You could be a parent caregiver,
I wasn't,
though.
I mean,
I know, but they're going to look at Laura and go, oh, okay, it's believable. My face? No, no one's giving me their kids.
No.
Thanks, Laura. Yeah. Oh, crap, I do have prizes to give away. People calling in, and I'm denying the 6 o'clockers these wonderful prizes.
But did you even say what you have?
Well, I do have the Universal Studios Hollywood tickets at 7:40, so that's in less than an hour to give away. That's the caller 40 giveaway at that time. I do have a couple floaters for that. I do also have John Mellencamp at Hollywood Bowl, 2 pairs, August 10th. So that's on Monday? Next Monday?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, next Monday.
I got David Byrne.
What's a David Byrne song?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Talking Heads.
Talking Heads. But this will be a solo thing.
Will he do Talking Heads stuff?
I don't know.
He's got his own catalog of stuff where it's all kind of like...
Maybe once.
You never know. But it's David Byrne. It's going to be a great show no matter what.
He did a cover recently.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License.
Driver's License. Yeah. What? It's actually really
David
good.
Byrne?
Yeah.
Did Driver's License?
Let me see.
Okay.
That's August 28th at the Hollywood Bowl as well. An Evening with David Byrne. Also got Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's this Saturday at the Acrisure Arena at Palm Desert, or Sunday at Intuit Dome. Here it is.
He's so much younger than me. Everything I'm insecure about. Today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be okay. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Wow. And all my friends are tired.
I got Grupo Frontera tickets, and I got Beat, a celebration of King Crimson. December 2nd, YouTube Theater.
That's pretty awesome. So that's a super group of guys. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's got a couple of King Crimson alumni, Adrian Belew and Tony Levin. But then it's got friend of the show Steve Vai playing guitar, and then Tool drummer Danny Carey playing drums. They're going around.
Super group.
Playing King Crimson tunes. Specifically, this featuring, I think, like the 80s era King Crimson.
So you got a lot of tickets. Yeah, I got a jury duty notice, so that's this week. I called this morning, and my group's not called. But who knows? If I'm not here for the rest of the week, you know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
You could get up there and go, I put the, like, to Johnny's point, me? I put the duty in jury duty. Yeah. And they're going to dismiss you. They're going to make you go home. They're going to say, you're fine. We don't. We're not really.
Does anybody else think Ariana Grande's too fat? All right, you can go. You're dismissed.
Clearly the guy does not understand. Yeah,
he's the one we won't be able to convince, no matter what. Mm-hmm. He will be the holdout. They're like, no, obviously she's not. She's actually stopped her tour. She even backed out of a musical in London because people are talking about her body so much.
Ariana less Grande.
More venti. Everybody wants her more venti, right?
Yes, yes, more venti.
Because, what the hell is going on with her?
She's real thin. I haven't
probably
seen
her. Ozempic. I mean, she's a little anyway.
Ozempic? Come on. What?
Oh, yeah, people, actresses microdosing that stuff?
Well, why would... No, she doesn't need to.
She's always thin.
She's about the size of the syringe you put Ozempic in.
I know, but not when she looks in the mirror.
The needle part, not even the syringe part.
Yeah.
She's that big now.
Yeah. Or she's...
She's bigger than smaller than the syringe.
Or she's ill. I don't know. You never know. Maybe she doesn't talk about it.
Hmm. She just released an album or whatever and had a couple singles come out. And the video, some video that she produced, and everybody's commenting about how she looked in the video. Thin. Mm.
Maybe she should focus more on craft singles. What do you think? It's what I do. And no one's worried I'm too thin. I'm just saying,
she
Ariana,
released a single. Okay, I was like, yeah, okay, craft singles. Yeah. It's cheese. Cheese, okay. Put some weight on you. Yeah. Why the singles? Oh!
Yeah, I think I said it too late.
Yeah, there was way too much space between. She had a couple of singles come out. Craft singles.
And then my brain went, she should craft singles. But then I didn't say it because you were still saying something.
She should order more doubles.
There you go. See, we would get there eventually. Yeah. The road was a little bit rocky, and we had to back out and turn around and come back the other way. But we got there. Sorry we're late, but aren't you glad we came?
Maybe her single will go gold. Rolled gold.
Pretzels. Okay.
She's already a pretzel stick. How's that going to make her fat?
Frank, I'd pray for jury duty at this point.
I know. I'm hoping they call.
Hooray! Your number gets...
Yeah. Please pick me. Save me.
Anything's better than this. Even a murder trial.
All right. Kathleen?
Yes. Good morning.
How do you get out of jury duty?
I get my jury summons. I shred it, tear it up, and say I never received it because they do not send it certified.
Well, crap. I went online, and I already filled out what I was supposed to fill out, so they know I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of screwed up there in the sense.
It is weird that they don't send that certified mail, like, so that you have to...
Well, I guess they're just looking for honest people, you know?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Kathleen's
yeah, but if you don't
want
to go, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Next time,
no,
Frank, next time.
There's no proof that you received it.
I know, but it's just...
Yeah.
That seems so karma, you know? It's like, you know, if I did fill it out and I didn't get picked, it's like, okay, I'm not... Now,
you did your duty.
He'd think that somebody, you know, got out of jail or, you know, whatever, wrongly accused, death penalty, and because I wasn't there. You know what I mean? They got 12 idiots, and I could have saved that person because they just, you know, I could have convinced them, no, there's obviously not guilty. No, we just want to kill somebody.
We're a bunch of racists.
Is it worth the $15 or whatever you get a day? And then you may not even go, but it's just the easiest way.
Well, thank you, Kathleen.
I'm with you, though, Frank. It's the karma of, like, if it was you in that box, the prosecution or anything like that, you want 12 good jurors.
I would want myself on my own box.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, I tried and tried and tried.
If I was
Pilates
ever,
be damned.
If I was ever going to do that, I'd scissor myself.
I thought the rolled gold was at the end point.
Yeah, I mean, we may have talked to
I want me in my own box.
Smart, George.
All right. It is time to take a look at traffic. Got some more calls coming in from people how they got out of jury duty. So good maybe we'll quickly hit that when we come back. Take your calls, give away some prizes. And 818-955-2955. Also, text the show if you'd like to do that. Keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
Two different times I was on a jury, and the suspects changed their pleas when we came back from lunch. Court is scary.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.